enter into the second hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right to your phone calls. We go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the line in Tennessee, on the app line. Hey, Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Erwin Schiff and Peter Schiff.
Okay.
A lot of people don't realize that Peter Schiff, who's running for Senate and who's made quite a splash with his investments and his advice on the Federal Reserve, and basically it's right down the line with what Ron Paul is saying.
Yeah, a lot of the Ron Paul fans are definitely behind this Peter Schiff guy's campaign, and I've heard a few things that he has to say, and you know, he seems relatively liberty-oriented.
Seems pretty good to me.
I haven't dug into his position on all of the issues, so I can't really speak to whether or not he actually is liberty-oriented in, you know, to a kind of principle level. I'm not sure about that. I do know that he has a disagreement with what his father did, Erwin Schiff, and that is, of course, stood up for himself. I mean, Erwin Schiff basically went up against the system, published several books that were very explicitly anti-government income tax, and actually put his money where his mouth is, and did followed his own advice, and now is as a result sitting in a jail cell in his 80s, and probably will die in jail.
Shame.
Yes, his second stint in federal prison. Now, I knew Erwin Schiff when he was in Las Vegas, and he was a gentle old man, a nice guy. I think that Erwin Schiff was right in his interpretation of the income tax code. And Peter Schiff has said that also on one of the interviews, and I can't remember which one it was, but he said his dad was right, mm-hmm. but that the system is corrupt. And
yeah.
I noticed, digging through my Erwin Schiff stuff, because I've got Erwin Schiff books and stuff, and I was cleaning up some old boxes, and here's The Great Income Tax Hoax by Erwin Schiff, and it says at the bottom, with Peter Schiff. So we've got Peter Schiff's name on The Great Income Tax Hoax, and I'm just concerned that I'm obviously not the only one who's going to know this, and maybe they will try to use this as a tactic to smear him. I hope they don't, and I hope that if they do, he just stands up to him and says, well, my dad was right, because I believe, you know, I followed Erwin Schiff for a long time. I did his zero income tax return, and I stopped filing, and I used a lot of his stuff. And I do believe that he was definitely right in his interpretation of the income tax, but where he went wrong is that it doesn't matter if you're right, because mm-hmm. they're a gang of thugs, and they're going to do what they want to do, and they're going to throw you in jail when they want to throw you in jail.
He figured that if he just presented the argument properly, that the judge would say, oh, well, you know what? You're right. I'll just call this off.
Yeah, and of course that's not going to happen, and that was where he was maybe a little bit too naive in believing that you know, his arguments were going to open up the eyes of the prosecutor and the judge. And
I also, Gene, don't like the idea of filing the zero return. I know that Erwin had this particular you know, method that he would recommend for people. And I would say that if you're not going to pay federal income tax, better to just not pay and not fill out any of their forms. That's how it seems to me.
I agree, too. That's the way to go. But his zero income tax return with the attachment that he had prepared made a lot of sense, and legally it was sound, but that doesn't matter when you're in front of a bunch of thugs with guns. They don't care if you're legally sound or not. You know, you can stand in front of the mafia and make all kinds of moral and just points in front of them, and they're still going to put a bullet in your head.
Yeah, I think that most people, when they think about the Constitution these days, they don't think of it about it as the highest law in the land, and this includes the bureaucrats that work for the government that swear an oath to the Constitution. They think of it as a rhetorical document, and that you know, we have to do whatever it is that we have to do in order to do what it is that we have to do to secure the nation, so, or you know, take care of people, or whatever it is that their belief is. So they kind of think about government as the, you know, what's necessary to be done, not that it's limited by the Constitution anyway. So I find the constitutional arguments to be essentially invalid.
They're quaint and they're interesting, and they're certainly I think they're certainly valid if we lived under a constitutional republic, which of course we've all had our eyes opened, or most of us should have had our eyes opened, to the point that we don't live under such a fictitious entity anymore. We now live basically with a bunch of armed thugs who will do what they want to do, and it doesn't matter what you want.
So your original concern was about Peter Schiff, son of Irwin, who is running for, what is it, state U.S. representative, right?
U.S. Senate in Connecticut.
It's Senate?
Yeah,
Senate
in Connecticut. He's running for the Senate.
Okay.
I would just, you know, I wanted to open people's eyes to this as a possible attack that the opponents will use against him.
Well, hopefully he'll take the, if it does come as an attack, hopefully he'll take the position of embracing what his father was saying, and as you mentioned, he has on a recent interview, and I think it was the one he did with the Motorhome Diaries guys at motorhomediaries.com,
I believe you're right.
Yep,
that is correct.
That he did acknowledge that he believed that what his father was, you know, talking about had truth to it. So I would hope that he continues to stay honest and just brings that out. Go ahead, bring out my dad, and then we'll talk about not paying taxes.
He will do that.
You do think he will?
I think he will.
But in a point of information, Gene, it sounds like you've been following the campaign to some extent. He hasn't been nominated yet, right? As far as he has not won the primary of the Republicans, so he'll be going up against Republicans first in order to get the nomination and go on to the general ballot. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe that's right.
Okay.
But I was also digging through boxes, and I'm coming across some of my stuff from China, that from earlier trips, and I'm looking back on the way China used to be, and the way we used to be, and the way we are currently, and the way China is now. And I've come to the conclusion that there's not a whole lot we're going to be able to do to stop the demise of this country. We are currently in a sliding downward trend that's not going to stop. Our economy, we've, over the my lifetime, basically we've destroyed the economy. We have no more manufacturing. There will be manufacturing.
Hey, I didn't do anything, Gene. Don't blame me.
Yeah, but we will see manufacturing coming back in a small scale and then maybe on a larger scale, but it's going to take time because we're no longer going to have the dollars to buy the stuff from China. And China has basically pulled themselves up from poverty, basically. When I first started going to China, it was just total poverty from one end to the other. And they are now a wealthy nation. In fact, I was reading, I think it was on Drudge, no, actually it was on MarketWatch.com, about the billionaires in China now. That China is second only to the United States in billionaires.
Interesting. That's a good sign for them.
They are definitely on the way up, and that's not going to stop. And we're definitely on the way down, and that's not going to stop.
I don't see how anyone could deny what you're saying.
So people need to get ready for what's ahead. They shouldn't bury their heads in the sand. They should do whatever they think is necessary in their area to prepare for tough times ahead.
The hell with that. Get up to New Hampshire and then do whatever's necessary. Because
if they've got the ability to get up to New Hampshire, I say that's a good one right there. Get
absolutely.
Move in with Ian.
No, that's okay.
I think Ian's got an extra spare bedroom.
I'm not taking on any roommates at this time. But thank you for offering, Gene. I appreciate that. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But there are easy ways to get a foothold up here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We'll tell you a little bit more about the Free State Project here in a little bit, that you can get involved in some of the forums that are available, like nhfree.com or freekeen.com, and sometimes there's housing information and things like that there, and people will occasionally post that they got a room available, which you can get a room usually for a few $100 a month. So not hard to get a foothold here, even if you don't have a whole lot of money coming in. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, a little more about the Free State Project, your calls as well. Plus, we'll go over to Australia and talk about the Australian drug war. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Again, they include things like the bulletin board system with over 490,000 posts. You'll find a lot to talk about, serious issues to fun stuff, and it's all there at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now then, take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines. And unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. And they do make it easy with an easy to install little browser addition, I guess you call it, that allows you to have startpage.com in the upper right-hand little search box that you have if you've got Firefox or IE.
That's where I have it, and yeah. You know, now it's very easy for me to use, and I use it all the time. I don't even bother using the other search engines that I've used in the past, and I find it to be just as helpful to me, and it's nice to know that I don't not getting, you know, tracked and numbered and all that stuff.
All right, toll-free number here for you, 800-259-9231. Mark, take us to Australia and news about their drug war down there. Things are a little bit different, aren't they?
This is from The Australian at theaustralian.news.com.au. West Australian police will have the nation's toughest powers to stop and search people under a plan unveiled yesterday, which removes the need for them to show any grounds for suspecting an offense.
Sweet.
Premier Colin Barnett, and I'm not sure what a premier is. Doesn't sound good, though.
Premier? Isn't that like... that sounds like a head of an agency.
Said that it was intolerable that people caught with weapons or drugs were being let off in court because the police could not establish that there were sufficient grounds to search them. He said legislation, it's intolerable that people caught with weapons or drugs were being let off. And so he's claiming that it is terrible that people are not being punished for not hurting anyone.
That's right.
So,
well, they're breaking the law, Mark. It's the law is the law.
Yeah, that's the way they see it. He essentially claims that it's the reason that they're trying to reclaim the street from the thugs just after they say that anyone is being stopped and searched for weapons and drugs. So he's equating them with thugs. If you have a gun to protect yourself, mm-hmm. you are a thug. No, Mr. Barnett, and I'm not going to call you Premier because yeah. I don't know what that is and it doesn't mean anything to me.
Right.
Colin, the people that are stopping them and searching them with no just cause and trying to put them in jail, those are the criminals. And you're in charge of them. You're the chief criminal. You're the real thug.
That's
Colin.
True. It is true.
He said legislation would be introduced within weeks to allow anyone to be stopped and searched without reason to in a bid to reclaim the streets from thugs. To thunderous applause at yesterday's state Liberal conference, Australia's only Liberal premier said law and order was a defining issue in the September 08 election. Does that sound like Liberal stuff to you?
the statists are statists, right?
Yes.
I mean, liberals, conservatives. I just don't like those terms because they're distraction from the real issue. There's been actually a conversation I've been having over on the Radio Info forums, mm-hmm. which is kind of basically a forum for people that are in the radio industry and radio rats, radio geek types.
Yeah.
And so somebody called me out because I'm a host on the Genesis Communications Network. Our show is syndicated by GCN, which is a network that also syndicates some shows that, you know, are of the more conspiracy theory kind of nature. And so, you know, he called me out because, well, I must be just like all of the other shows. Free Talk Live must be just like all of the other shows on the network. And so that means we hate gays and that da-da-da-da-da. And so I clarified that, well, actually, in point of fact, we have a gay man who's a co-host on this show.
So stick it in your ear.
And then we went on, and he kind of threw out the term libertarian and liberal and conservative. And I said, look, that all doesn't mean anything to me. I see the world in that there are two types of people. There are those that support aggressing against peaceful people and those that oppose aggressing against peaceful people. Which side are you on? I don't care if you call yourself a liberal or conservative. What matters to me is whether you support violence against your neighbors. And I checked it out, Mark. The Premier of Western Australia, Colin Barnett, the guy you're talking about?
Yes.
He is the head of the executive government in the Australian state of Western Australia. So in Australia,
governor.
There are states, and so Western Australia, he's the head bureaucrat.
I see. So the Liberals are in charge in Western Australia, which I would have never expected. I would have expected in Western Australia that you would have seen, you know, people that are living in the frontier, and frontier people to me seem more conservative. But, you know, different nations have different ways that things are even interpreted. And I wish I could do a good Australian accent for you, but all I can do is say geppy. So he goes on, I make no apologies, he said. By the way, he sounds like a redneck to me no matter what he says, just from his big government, authoritarian crap. We will act on that small minority that will destroy.
Wait a minute. Don't some rednecks like freedom?
Some do.
I mean, we got the boys over at the Wheels Off Liberty podcast.
Those guys are hilarious.
LibertyRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, so we've stepped down from the article a couple of times here, but I have to tell you about what I read from those. I don't even know what to call them. That one guy, Jamie, is just he's a slap idiot. I mean, he's hilarious.
Idiots, though. They're rednecks.
It's his shtick. And it's just so. He plays an idiot very, very well. I'm sorry. He's kind of like that blonde from Three's Company. It was really difficult not to consider her a dingbat, you know? And he was on Facebook saying something about accepting the Nobel Peace Prize for winning, being the champion or something like that. The other guy comes back and says something to the effect of, this ain't a pig calling contest, you idiot. The idiot, there ain't no champions. It's a recipient. He says that as an editor's note. And then JB comes back with another note to editor. I had sex with your wife. And it just goes, it just deteriorates from there.
Good stuff.
I'm sorry. Those guys are really funny. And you can find them at wheelsoffliberty.com.
Yep.
Please let me finish this article.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so.
I'm just trying to stand up for the good rednecks out there.
They're out there. Premier Colin Barnett here from Western Australia, the governor over there, says that, I make no apologies. We will act on that small minority that will destroy the quality of life and the amenity of this great state majority.
So they're going to act on themselves.
Right. It's that's the minority that's causing the problem.
They are the ones that are destroying quality of life.
Yes.
I don't have a real problem from the other people out there. Like, my bike just got stolen. I don't think I've told this on the air yet.
No, but wait, before you do, I've just got to finish this last line because it's so good. Mr. Barnett said he knew that he would be accused of breaching civil liberties, but it was a small price to pay if people felt safer. Just as long as you feel safer. Yeah. You won't be, but you'll feel safer.
It's the illusion. So, these are the people that are the criminals. You're absolutely right. These are the people that are destroying society. Peace.
We'll tell about your bicycle getting stolen in the next segment.
I will. 800-259-9231.
It's really a great story.
I think so. It worked out pretty well, all things considered. 800-259-9231. I sure as hell can't get the $5,000 the government stole from me last year back. But I got my bike back.
For property taxes.
I'll tell you how in moments. It is Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most time care these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You can bring up what you want to dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Now, have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot yet? Well, you should have. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. And I've not heard anything but really nice things about this particular firearm. Springfield Armory XD pistol could be yours if you go to frontsight.com today and get on board. In fact, it will be if you get on board at frontsight.com. You'll get training and a free gun. frontsight.com. All right, toll-free number 800-259-9231. We're talking about how it's the government, in this case, the story was out of Australia, where the premier of Western Australia, which is essentially the governor of that state in Australia, has come out and is agitating and basically saying, well, you know, we're just out here trying to keep people safe from the criminals. Speaking of people that carry guns and drugs, which, to me, those folks aren't criminals. They're just people that are going about their business unless they're actually harming others, which these people he was speaking of were not harming others. It's the government people that harm others. They're the ones that I would like to be protected from, and they are not protecting me from them. So They're the ones that are victimizing people on a regular basis. They're the ones that are stealing. They're the ones that are threatening. They're the ones that are hurting. They're the ones that are doing damage.
I'd like to point out that I do believe that government people do some good in the world. I think that when cops grab, you know, murderers and rapists and robbers and all that other stuff, that they're doing a good thing for society. However,
and if that's all they were doing, then I wouldn't have much to say to them.
You know, when they step out and they go after people that are simply arming themselves in order to protect their family, or, you know, they're doing some outlawed recreational drug as opposed to one of the ones that's legal, that, to me, is bugging grown folks. Go on. Find something important to do.
So, and, you know, I basically, I've told the police that here in Keene. As you know, if you've been listening to the show, there's a liberty movement here called the Free State Project, encouraging people to move to New Hampshire and get active for freedom. And there's a good group out here in Keene. We were out doing a candlelight vigil the other night out in front of the police prosecutor's home because this particular man, the police prosecutor, had attacked one of our activists while he was handcuffed and caused what appears to be some pretty serious damage to him. He's in a wheelchair. His eyes are unfocused. He may have a concussion. We're not sure.
Right. Somebody who was in there, who went to see him, you know, reported on this, and that's, you know, it's kind of scary.
Yeah. So we took the, we brought a candlelight vigil outside of his home, and as we were leaving, after having ascertained that he was not, in point of fact, home, we left, walked down the street towards our cars. The police then arrived on the scene and got into a discussion about how this was inappropriate. I can't believe that you're doing this, that you would go up on someone's front porch, knock on their door, they come to their home. This is inappropriate. You should go through the appropriate channels to
would
deal
it be
with
more
this.
Appropriate if the guy was sitting there in a wheelchair with half of his face slack from drain bramage? Would it make it appropriate then?
Well, he couldn't have been there because he's in jail for 180
days.
Sure,
because they're hiding him.
Yeah.
They would have let him out at this point, likely. They gave you the opportunity to lick boots in order to get out on this, what's the charge?
Contempt of court.
Contempt of court. They haven't given him the opportunity. I wonder why that is. Because they're hoping that he'll, you know, spruce up a little bit before they let him out. Isn't it obvious? Isn't it clear?
That's a good
but they're
point.
Not bothering to get him any medical attention, or not enough medical attention.
So the police were essentially attacking us, not physically, but verbally, by, you know, saying, you've crossed the line this time. I can't believe you would, you know, you would go and do something like this, as though there was something inappropriate about what we had done. That these people are hurting people. This man hurt somebody. Why should we just go through the appropriate channels and go and beg some police commission to do something about this or beg the legislature? What's wrong with going to their home and saying, hey, you've crossed the line. You've crossed the line. You're not enforcing good laws. You're not doing something that benefits society. You're hurting people and you're getting away with it. I think it's completely appropriate. So anyway, just as an example of how it is that it is – I'm in no way in as great of a threat from the average common criminal as I am from the government people. We had a solved crime over the past couple days. I had my bike stolen. I was getting ready to go out to the 420 celebrations, which are happening still every single day here in Keene and Manchester at 420 in the afternoon. And normally I bike on down because I live...
But you don't go to every day. You didn't go every day this week.
No, I miss the occasional day because I've got something else going on. But I do try to go as often as possible, and it's usually, you know, 5 times a week. And so I was getting ready to head down there, and I went out front of my house, and my bike was gone. Now, to be fair, I hadn't been tying it up. I do have a little black chain thing that, you know, with a lock code on it that I could have been using to tie it up to the railing outside of my home.
And I'll tell you, bikes are the easiest thing
to steal.
They just are. You know?
So I should have been tying it up, but I wasn't, right? And I figured we're in Keene, no big deal. Even though bike theft does tend to happen around in Keene because, you know, a lot of college kids, and it just happens.
Well, so, if somebody's walking and there's a lot of walking that goes on and they have to walk far,
mm-hmm.
and they see a bike that's unhitched, It doesn't take a lot for somebody to say, you know, I'm sick of walking, and they pick the bike up and off they go.
Right. It's less likely that they're going to have a pair of snips or something like that to where they could, you know, snip off a chain or
sure.
something.
Some cheap chain really makes a difference.
So it was not locked up, and it should have been, certainly. But I thought, wow, what happened? Did I leave it somewhere and space out? And, you know, I thought maybe I'd left it and walked away or something. And I thought, no, I'm certain that I did bring that home over the weekend. So I got in my car and headed down to the 420 celebration. As I was getting out, walking up toward the celebration, and I look over and I see a guy on a skateboard and a guy on a bicycle riding the other direction on the, you know, on the sidewalk from me. And I'm looking at the bike and I'm thinking, that looks like my bike. Now, it could have been anybody's. It could have been the same model.
A lot of blue bikes out there that look like 10-speeds, that sort of off-road 10-speed-looking thing.
It's a 21-speed, I believe, but I did get it at a local bike shop, and they have this model in stock regularly, and I've seen other people riding it around town, so I just thought to myself, probably not my bike, just the same model, coincidence. But it was the first bike I saw since I'd left my house. And so I just kind of eyeballed them as they were going the other direction. I saw what street they turned down, and I thought, well, maybe I'll just go down there later and see what I see. So I did. I hung out at the 420 celebration for a little while, and then I went down that particular street that I saw them go down to the front of the food kitchen here in the area where they have a bike rack. And there it was. A bike that looked exactly like mine, had the exact same little chain thing, the same black chain thing that I had on mine. And so I thought, well, if I go up and put my code into that chain thing, I'll be pretty certain that that's my bike.
Yeah, that's, to me, that's a good enough identification if you can go in and put your code into the chain and you find out.
So I did. I went, opened up the lock on the chain with my code.
I feel that the chain looking the same as your bike, because, same color chain, same color bike, mm-hmm. That's good enough for me. Yeah. But obviously putting the code in helps.
Yeah, I also kind of checked the seat. You know, you can raise and lower the seats on the bikes because the way it clamps down, there's marks that are kind of on the seat where normally I would have it. It had been lowered all the way down to the bottom position, but normally I have it fairly high.
The cool position.
I'm tall. And so it looked like everything indicated this was my bike. So I hopped on and, rode off. Then I walked back because I'd parked in the area. I called up Sam from ObscuredTruth.com. He came down and, my intention was to essentially talk to these guys, to say something to them about this. And so we went into the community kitchen, and I looked around. There was a bunch of people in there, and I'd only seen them walk, drive by me while I was on the road, so I wasn't really certain who they were. And I just thought, screw it. And I got the bike back. I'm not going to go up to somebody randomly at a table because I think they're the people with a bike and, be wrong about that. So I just decided, let's get out of here. So Sam and I walked out, and we're hanging out front, and then something else occurred. I'll share that in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And the features include live streams and more. We give it all away at freetalklive.com.
Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine, the ultimate resource for your fight to stay free. Claim your free digital copy now or order a print subscription at republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv.
800-259-9231. So telling a little story about how a theft was resolved here recently on a completely voluntary basis. Now, no restitution was demanded or paid because I don't see how I could possibly do that. The situation was this. My bike was stolen. I spotted it on the streets. I tracked the person down to where they had gone to. It was at the local food kitchen. Found the bike. Proved.
Couldn't identify that it was the person.
I proved that it was my bike. Reclaimed the bike.
To yourself.
Yep. And then I went back with the intention of essentially confronting these folks. It was a couple of kids, one on a skateboard, one riding my bike. And they were inside the community kitchen. At least I believe they were still there when I returned.
How much of a kid are we talking about?
18, 19.
So they were at the soup kitchen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And
this doesn't speak highly of these people to me.
Well, I'm sure there's some nice folks that
I'm sure there are some people that won't steal your bike at the soup kitchen.
Right. And so we went inside. Sam came with me from ObscureTruth.com just because, you know, I didn't want to confront anybody on the street by myself. And I looked around, couldn't identify them because they'd only kind of breezed by me on the street, and I wasn't certain. So we went back outside, and he and I were just chatting about some of his video productions that he's doing at ObscureTruth.com. And as we were just on the street chatting, a couple dudes came out of the community kitchen. And I looked over, and they looked familiar. One of them was bigger, the other one a little smaller. And then they started chuckling when they walked by the bike rack. And so I thought, okay, this got to be these guys. Yeah. And so I walked up to him, and I said, hey, guys, looking for a bike? And one of them kind of looked like a little bit of a deer in headlights look. And, you know, oh, crap. What do I say now? And he said, I am. And I said, well, where'd you get that bike?
I wonder why he would answer that way.
Well, I don't remember his exact
answer. I know, but I just wonder why he would even cop to it. No, don't know what you're talking about.
See you later.
I don't know. Anyway, I said, well, where'd you get that bike? And he said, well, I got it from a friend. He loaned it to me today.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a typical thief's answer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not mine. It's my friend's. Mm-hmm. He loaned it to me. Oh, yeah, that boombox is my friend's. He loaned it to me, right?
Which is a bad excuse, because then whomever it is going, if they have some kind of power or force of law, mm-hmm. is like, hey, well, what's that friend's name? Let's go talk to him.
Right.
Because you're not leaving here until I get his name.
Which I did not ask. You know,
right.
I did not ask for that.
Sure.
And
you don't have the force of law.
And I'm not really interested in retaliation. You know, I'm not really interested in that. So he said it was his friend, and I said, well, you know, I hope you'll do me a favor. It was my bike, and I hope you'll do me a favor and just pass on to your friend that I forgive him, and, you know, if it was you, I forgive you. I just kind of slipped that in there. But if it was your friend, let him know that I forgive him, and I hope that he never does this again. And that was it. They went on their way, and we went on
ours. I'm interested in how this – I would love to hear how this affects this guy's life, you know, because it could be very powerful, you know. Here's an opportunity. Somebody has this guy, you know, just
dead
over a barrel. And
yeah.
I kind of wish to some extent that he'd had a chance to see down the barrel of what, you know, I shouldn't use that analogy, but just to, you know, sort of the consequences, get an opportunity to take a look at the consequences of what it is that he's done, as opposed to
you
just,
mean like the state, if the state was involved, or what consequence?
Well, some organization has to mete out consequences mm-hmm. for somebody taking someone else's property through theft or fraud, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there
yeah.
would be an organization, no matter what fantastic world one lives in, there would be an organization that did that, mm-hmm. and likely the consequences would not be particularly pleasant ones, right?
Yeah, it'd probably be restitution or something like that.
It wouldn't be particularly pleasant.
Yeah.
You know, and who knows? But and also, I feel that you have some onus to bear in this for having left your bike
Absolutely.
Unattended on your front porch. But I just kind of wonder.
I believe that. You're right.
Yeah. I just kind of wonder what would happen. But if it would be better if he got a chance to take a look at the consequences before he got the forgiveness thing or whatever. But I'm still very interested in all of it.
Yeah, just a, you know, kind of a neat little story, and that one of the pedals had some damage to it. It's likely because, but I don't recall if it had that before. It could have. I don't think it did. So it's likely something that happened just because, you know, it wasn't his bike. So who cares if you throw it down, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you throw a bike down enough times, a pedal might, you know, part of the pedal might snap.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what had happened. For me, I chalked it up as, hey, this is the price I paid for not locking the bike up, and I'm just happy to have my bike back and not have to go and spend another $300 on another bike.
I agree with that.
And they got to walk away from it. And, you know, it turns out they're going to the 420. I believe they attend the 420 celebrations.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, so... You stole a bike from somebody who's on your side on that particular
yeah, but they just, you know, I'm sorry, and this is one of the problems with some of the people in the crowd that I saw at the 420 thing is you're not, you know, these aren't the loyal type of people. Thieves have no loyalty.
Yeah.
And what I was seeing when I went there, and excluding the liberty activists whom I happen to know, I just saw a lot of people that I probably wouldn't trust with my bike.
Yeah, I wouldn't hang around a lot of those people myself. I would love to see business owners and people like that coming out to such an event, but we're not to that point yet.
And this is where I think that the argument comes from on the Politico's side is, you know, I don't think these people are very motivating to politicians in passing laws for medical marijuana, because they're not getting to see the face of a victim. What they're getting to see is the face of a bike thief.
Well, I don't think that they're all bike thieves out there. It's
nope.
just a coincidence.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Mark, kids do things.
Yep.
They're young.
I've never stolen a bike, but,
yeah.
you know, I've stolen other things when I was young. And you know, I don't think 18 or 19 is a good age to be stealing things. I think you should have learned from, you know, at that point.
But
you know, maybe
but,
the consequences hadn't been that big at that point.
But young people are childlike for much longer than they otherwise should be. I mean, at 18 or 19, you should be out into the world and you should be, you know, relatively mature. But these days, you know, these kids are babied up until they're, in many cases, in their early 20s. So it's not, for me, I'm not surprised when somebody who's 18 acts like they're 12. That doesn't really surprise me. So just wanted to share that story as an example of, that problem was able to be resolved, and the problems from private criminals pale in comparison to the problems that are created by the government people. The government criminals are the real dangerous ones. They're the ones that are out there stealing and robbing and threatening on a regular basis, on an institutionalized basis.
Well, with impunity.
Yeah. Right, they get away with it, and they've got legitimacy about it.
I don't know.
It.
See, what you're saying, brings to mind here is I don't know what the world would be like if, in an instant, the police went away. It seems like it wouldn't be good. However, if we get to the point where we're able to pare the government down to just cops, courts, and roads, there's probably been such a monumental change. And monumental change can happen. There was a time 100 years ago when everybody in the South thought that slavery made sense. Okay, so monumental, or I guess that's more 150 years. Monumental change can happen, and it,
sure.
and it can happen over time. But once that monumental change occurs, that we can have a government that's, you know, so small, perhaps we can try out ideas of, you know, cops, courts, and roads, or you know, just different types of governance that may or may not work. I think that it's worth seeing.
You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. Now, here's an interesting proposal, and interesting in a really bad way. The story's from the Associated Press. Somebody emails in asking for our thoughts on this one, Mark. How do you feel, and as somebody who spent 9 years in prison?
Yes, I did.
How do you feel about the idea of paying for your prison bill? There's a proposal in New York that's basically saying you'll have to pay for everything that it will cost to incarcerate you.
I think that the concept has a certain amount of value. However, I think that when you're dealing with a monopoly on a particular product, that what you're going to get are abuses, especially if that monopoly is held by the government. So if you're talking about a prisoner having the options of how they wish to be incarcerated and, having to support themselves and being able to work, because with this remote world, prisoners could work and make money remotely if they so chose,
sure,
that's what they want to do.
Customer service or something.
So I think that prisoners could pay their own way, but this whole idea of, putting people into state government, prisons and then making them pay for it, I think is wrong.
I want to expand on this here, coming up in hour three at 800-259-9231, because I also have mixed feelings about this. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate any time with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.